The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
And a pleasant hump day edition to you. Glad you could join us. Lots of things happening. We have a couple more days, and then we move to our new time slot of 11 a.m. Central Time. We're going to be on video. You can listen to the audio version on the KriegerFiles.com. And those of you on satellite will get to dial us in at Galaxy 19 Live. Phone numbers will change. Everything will change. But as of the 3rd of February, everything is changing. Now, as far as changes in the Trump administration, for those of you who want to know exactly how DOGE is going to work, Katie Miller, a member of the Department of Government Efficiency, which has just been created by Trump, they have sent, this is the Office of Personnel Management, they have sent 2 million plus emails out to federal employees who are eligible. The Trump administration is offering to give them severance pay until the end of September, provided they hand in their resignation by February 6th. So what do we got? 8 months? 8 months of severance? Wow. Well, that's pretty good. In other words, once these 2 million federal employees are out of the picture, that's 2 million less paychecks that we have to issue. A lot of these are bureaucratic positions. This memo was offered to all full-time federal employees with the exception of personnel in the military, the postal service, immigration enforcement, and national security, or any position specifically excluded by the employing agency. Deferred resignation exempts those employees who choose it from return to office requirements, noting that employees who have accepted deferred resignation should have their duties reassigned or eliminated promptly and be placed on administrative leave immediately until September 30th, and they will continue to accrue retirement benefits during that deferred resignation period. While those who missed the February 6th deadline to submit their resignations due to factors like being on leave may be granted an extension, according to the memo, employees will also be allowed to accelerate their resignation date to earlier than September 30th, but no extensions are going to be permitted past that date. Of course, it's drawn criticism from the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union representing federal employees. Of course it has. You know, they don't want, see, this is part of cleaning out the deep state, folks. They don't want it. The unions want the federal workers there. They want to waste money. They want, see, because they're not paying it. No, they're making money off this because everybody that's as a union worker for the government has to pay union dues. Now, these guys are sitting on their asses doing whatever they feel like. Except when it comes time to bitch and complain about every little thing, and now they can't have this, they can't have the circumstance. I mean, you're going to let all employees go. No, they're offering them 9 months severance. That means you're going to have all these federal employees that no longer need to belong to your union because they're going to end up having to move into the private sector. And they've got 9 months or 8 months worth of income to do it with. So, I mean, paid administrative leave, that means you got 8 months to go out, find another job that is not union, and get out of the government's payroll. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's why the union doesn't think so, because the union sees this as a way to destroy the union. Well, hey, Reagan did it to Patco. Remember that? During the air traffic controller strike? Yeah. See, this is another move, just like that. But you got to get rid of the waste. I mean, you made a promise to the American taxpayer, the president did, when he was running, saying he was going to clean house. And everybody was all excited that Musk was going to be running DOGE, Department of Governmental Efficiency, and they were going to start trimming fat off the budget. And that means getting rid of all this garbage that we don't need. Because the government does not, it needs to be a lean, mean fighting machine, not this other bunk that's been going on for the last 4 years where everybody gets a bribe or everybody gets paid off or thoroughly modern Millie, you know, gets the opportunity. Even his security detail has been cut now. Maybe he can have a little peace and quiet, don't you think? He can embark upon his intellectual journey to required to understand white rage with a tribe of burly guards no longer breathing down his neck. That's right. The Trump administration did him a huge favor yesterday by revoking his security detail. Peace at last. Yeah, Milley gets to go on about his business, contemplating whatever he wants to do. Consumer confidence, by the way, as long as we're talking about the economy and saving money, because see, here's the thing. Everybody looks at the government and they go, okay, leadership by example. What does that mean? Well, just what it means, just what it says, leadership by example. In other words, hey, if we expect all these U.S. consumers to trim the fat out of their budget, I mean, a lot of people haven't gone on vacation in years. Last time I went on a real vacation was 2019. Go figure. Hey, you're either managing a business, you're doing something productive, and I'm not one of these people that's going to retire because the word retirement is not used in the Bible. The word retire is used twice, meaning go to your tent, go to sleep, get up next day, go to work. When Moses was taken up on a Mount Nebo, he had the strength of an ox and eye of an eagle. That's because he did everything. His body was a temple and he respected it. He respected the Father, did what the Father told him. Now you got to be walking in the Spirit to have something like that go down. Strength of an ox and eye of an eagle. We could all be that lucky, right? But see, in the meantime, the government, while it's trying to, I got to look at Trump and what he's trying to do. Yeah, I get it. He's trying to trim the fat. That's part of it. You got to trim the fat. You put money where it really counts. And we'll be talking to Michael Letts at the bottom of the hour about the roundup, the things that's going on with law enforcement and what's happening with them, and about the Chinese illegals being rounded up in Coral Gables, Florida, of all places. But consumer confidence dipped for the second consecutive month in January, according to the Conference Board. The index retreated this month to 104.1 from 109.5 in December. Gee, it almost sounds like FM frequencies, doesn't it? That's worse than the Economist projections for a reading of 105.8. Yeah, you're listening to 104.1, yeah. December's reading was revised up by 4.8 points. Don't you just love these statistics? The Consumer Confidence Index is supposed to measure both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Well, anybody who's in the real estate business right now can understand, with interest rates being what they are and the Fed holding steady, that interest in real estate is going to suck big time. Seriously. I mean, they're all trying to figure out how to make a living in real estate, all the realtors are. And now that NAR's been sued, and now you have to have buyer's agents, and you got to sign contracts, I mean. And see, everybody's been paying attention to corporate media. Well, corporate media, for all intents and purposes, is dead. You only have to look at yesterday's White House press briefing. Seriously, I mean, what they're going to do now is they're going to open up a seat in the briefing room for the independent journalists, podcasters, social media influencers, and content creators to apply for credentials to cover the White House. They're going to boot somebody. Actually, what they're going to do is one of the staffers is going to give up their seat. And then, of course, you get a seat in the briefing room, which could be dangerous because then you're sitting there facing all of these mainstream media people. And you know the Biden administration cut, what, 440 press credentials? Because they didn't want Joe getting up there and proving what a douche he is? How he's lost all his marbles? And, of course, CNN. Now we no longer have to put up with Jim Acosta.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, his droning. Yeah, people are tired of it. CNN finally said, you know what, Jim? I hate to say this, but your numbers suck. And guess what? You're going to either accept a position and go on the air at midnight or leave the airwaves altogether, which he chose the latter of the two, deciding to move on. And then he did what nearly everybody in D.C. would have done, launched an into an attention-seeking and ego-based monologue all about himself, using the words me, my, I nearly 20 times during the farewell soliloquy, completely failing to grasp that his job was never about him, it was about the news. Right, Jim, good riddance. So the media is dead. Jim Acosta is no longer. You know, good luck trying to get hired on, because he didn't want to take the midnight shift. You got to love that. Okay, well, we've had enough discussion about that. We'll talk about what happened with the Medicaid portal. It went out for a while. Talk about that and more after we come back from the break. Stay with us. Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, there's been a bit of house cleaning. I don't know if you knew that or not. Government officials were put on leave after allegedly trying to circumvent Trump's orders. And these are employees that work for the USAID. Yeah. Boy, that's one agency I wish would go away. This is the U.S. Agency for International Development. There is so much corruption in that end of things. I mean, I'm not just talking about the $50 million that went to Gaza. Are you ready for this? In the form of condoms. Yeah. Condom. Why do you think they would send $50 million worth of condom? See, this is the kind of garbage I'm talking about. You got people over there, you know, birth control. Well, use a condom. Yes, are you going to the village of Gundam? Ah. As Robin Williams said in Good Morning Vietnam, I always like to throw that in there. Why do we, the United States of America taxpayer, have to pay for rubbers to go to Gaza? Why do we have to do that? Prophylactics. Why don't you send a body condom and put it around every single USAID employee and just put it around their head and suffocate them? These people are idiots. They've done everything in their power to screw the American people. This is one of them. $50 million for condoms. Give me a break. See, the president said through his executive orders, this is a mandate from we the people, cut costs, cut corners, cut garbage, cut this kind of stuff. Cut the crap. A number of USAID employees have been placed on administrative leave with full pay and benefits until further notice while we complete our analysis of these actions. I'm like, what, really? I'd have fired them right out. Administrative leave with full pay and benefits. Well, let's hope that something comes of this. Because we sure don't need to be paying all this money to people. I mean, this is just nutty. Seriously. Multiple Democratic officials and lawmakers said that access to state Medicaid website portals went down yesterday. White House confirmed it. That would be the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. As long as we're going to attribute a source within the White House, because the White House is incapable of speaking. But yet the Epoch Times says the White House is aware. Really? I didn't know that White Houses could think. How could they become aware? You ask. Impossible. I say. Yes, we know about the Medicaid website portal outage. I really wish the Epoch Times would quit with the fluff and just get to the basic facts. If the Medicaid website is down, then Caroline Leavitt, you know, tells the Epoch Times it's down, at least attribute it. Stop writing stupid sentences just to fill up paper to make everybody think they're getting a deal when they subscribe to your media service. Come on, this is a stuff. You know, what do they call that in the news business? It's called brevity. Just the facts, ma'am. Yeah, remember that? Web, yeah. Joe Friday, just the facts, ma'am. Yeah. We just want to know what's going on. We don't need all the fluff. Well, of course, all of the Democrat senators that want to see everybody get paid off so that they can maintain their allegiance. I mean, you got Ron Wyden of Oregon and Richard Neal of Massachusetts and Chris Murphy of Connecticut, and they're all whining. How could you do this? Nah, nobody's benefits got affected. They just had to give somebody a reason to whine. Yeah, this is what they do. So Trump also issued executive orders to end federal support for gender transitions. We're talking about gender-affirming care now for individuals under 19 years of age. Under the age of 19, that means even if you hit the age of majority when you're 18, the government knows better than you do about what sex you are. Well, look at it this way. I think we all know what kind of stuff that we have down there. The kids call it junk. Seriously, this is what they consider it, junk. Yeah. You remember that Kesha wrote that song, TikTok? You know, boys getting drunk trying to touch my junk. See, this is how much respect they have for their sexuality. They're so easily pliable, and they listen to Hollywood, and they listen to everybody telling them, oh, you're not who you think you are, and you need to go out and get and transition from one sex to another, and then it'll be cool. Everything will be fine after that. Yeah, get yourself chemically and surgically mutilated. Take puberty blockers. And, of course, everybody has found out. Countless children regret all of a sudden, now that they've been mutilated, all of a sudden horrifying tragedy comes to light. They'll never be able to have kids. Oh, yeah, they could adopt, but yeah, right. They won't get to own or nurture their own children through breastfeeding. So the executive order cites lifelong medical expenses from such surgeries are going to be cut as well. So if you want to get a sex change, you pay for it out of your own pocket. The government is not going to help. We're going to reverse this Biden-era policy. No more gender-affirming care for individuals under the age of 19 because the government knows better than you do. I mean, can you take a sigh of relief? So, you know, it's really interesting. It should be interesting to see how many people apply for media credentials to get into the press room. Seriously. We were talking about consumer confidence earlier. While I have a couple of minutes to talk about it, Peter Schiff came out with an interesting article. While home prices increase in price exponentially, many worry as to whether they will one day own a home. This is the American dream. You remember back in 1999, Slick Willie, everyone needs the American dream. Yep. Yeah, what exactly is the American dream? For Slick Willie, could have been the American wet dream for all we know. But, you know, he signed into law the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act. And what did that do? Well, besides the fact that MERS came into existence, and we're talking about version 3 here, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., if you happen to see MERS on your mortgage or deed of trust, they didn't do you any favors. Nope. When you filled out your loan application and you turned it in, guess what they did? They took all that information, all your W-2s and your 1099s and all your income statements, your 1003 loan application, all that good stuff, and they created a bond out of it. And they put it out on Wall Street. Isn't that wonderful? They started making money on it. And you haven't even gone to the closing table yet. And they're out there making money trading your bond, which they turned into a security. And if you were to say, you know what, I've changed my mind, I'm not going to get a loan, well, your bond is still out there making somebody money using all your information. That's called identity theft. And everybody just goes, oh, well, whatever. No. See, those aren't qualified loans. And it's the sad thing about it is that there are people out there that are in that category right now as I speak, because I have one of them that has contacted me and asked me about how to fix it because they're trying to foreclose on his house, but he never got the money. He never went to the closing table. In fact, they forged his paperwork. This is Countrywide, folks, just so you know. This guy that I'm talking to is not alone. There's other people that are in the same boat. They went out, tried to get a mortgage. Their loan got securitized. It was put in a MERS system. And now they're trying to foreclose on their house. Well, they got a bond out there. The guy did not even go to the closing table. And yet all of a sudden, now they're trying to steal his house. Is that fair? And what's worse now, you've got the increasing price of homes, making it seem as though only a select group of elites can afford them. Unless you want to get a boxable or something like that, you know, which is just like a little tiny home. Oh, yeah, it's got all the comforts. I mean, what more do you need? You know, if you got 50 grand, I mean, who says you couldn't afford one of those? I mean, pretty soon, that's what they're going to end up doing. You're going to end up seeing more and more people going out and getting acreage and putting all these little boxable or these mini homes, which, you know, come pretty well equipped with everything. And it takes them one day to set them up on a slab and tie them down and set them up and get them all ready for you to move in. It takes them a day. That's why Boxable is, you know, looking for investors. But, I mean, these are like, you know, casitas, you know, place your mother-in-law can stay, because there's a lot of people right now that are getting ready to retire. And they want to live with their kids, but their kids don't want them in the house because they have no more room. But see, if you're not in a position to be able to afford a casita or some of these, and this is really sad, because of building and zoning requirements, a lot of these jurisdictions have said, nope, we're not going to allow you to put a casita in the back end of your property. So you actually have to have more room than not, like an acre or two, because you have to have a way to plug in all the plumbing into the casita so that the toilet and the shower work, because there's only one. One toilet, one shower. So that adds, if it's on a sewer, then you got to connect to the sewer and see if the jurisdiction has zoning ordinances against it. Well, you're SOL. It's the way it is. So median home price sales, right? The prices of median homes far exceeded real gross domestic product per capita. You understand what I just said right here. Not only do we have a drastic decrease in the size of a 2x4, it's no longer a 2x4. I mean, we have a decline in home quality too, which is one of the reasons I have shopaffordablehomes.com, because I do steel SIP homes. They're category 5 hurricane resistant, for those of you that didn't know. Anyway, Michael Lentz will be joining us after the break here on the Krieger Files, doing something constructive, talking about what's going on with the removal of these immigrants. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And we're back from the break. For those of you who don't think that Trump is doing anything, well, if you've seen ICE agents patrolling the major cities, because they're going to start in the major cities, because that's where a lot of these ringleaders, like Trende Aragua's ringleader, who was just arrested, and people like that like to hang out because they can blend in. Michael Lentz is the founder, president, and CEO of Invest USA. The website, it's a nonprofit organization. It's INVESTUSA.org. This is a national grassroots nonprofit that's helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces through educational, public relations, sponsorship, and fundraising programs. And so, you know, your donations are always appreciated, because we're talking about active shooter vests that will repel these high-velocity rounds. Michael Letts, welcome back to the show, sir. You're a regular here. All sorts of things happening in the world of Ice Ice Baby. Tell me what's going on. What do you know?
Well, I will tell you this, David. It's always a privilege to be with you. We thank you for that opportunity. But, you know, one of the key things I want to kind of mention that most people are unaware of has been happening over the last 7 days. You remember Tom and I had talked about some of the key elements we were going to do on the initial roundup. And one of the things was we were going to go after child sex traffickers and the children that are missing. You remember the previous administration, we were looking at 650,000 plus that were missing. And their exact quote 2 weeks ago, you have no idea where they're at. I'm pleased to report to you this morning, David, we have located over 120,000 and rescued over 120,000 kids in the last 7 days. Kids that we're going to be now be running DNA testing, getting back with their parents. Those that are, we cannot locate their parents, we'll be figuring out what to do from an adoption standpoint, et cetera. But 120,000 kids who have been saved in the last 7 days. It's mind-boggling to me that we had an administration that wanted to harm kids.
Why is it that mainstream media did not want to cover this? Because, see, first I heard 80,000, and I'm going, where are they getting these numbers from? I mean, nobody's telling us anything other than the fact that they're arresting all these criminal illegals. That I get, and that's one of the things that Tom said that he was going to do when he started this campaign. And he, of course, said that, you know, we need to pick up the pace here because, you know, the 593 that, you know, were talked about in your press release that just came out, you know, right now it's well over 1,000. And right. They just, you know, they're going to all the major cities, as I said, because these people hide in the major cities because they can blend in. And a lot of them are the sanctuary cities. So where are they finding these children?
Most of them in the major cities, and here's where it's so frustrating having the last administration lied to us. You remember they said they didn't have any idea where they were located. Of course, we have right. intelligence agencies. We have the best in the world. And, you know, if you go to the dark web, you can find most of these kids just bang. So our intelligence agencies have been tracking them. We knew exactly where they were at. We knew where they were congregated at. And here's the great part about it. It's the majority of the big-name sex traffickers that are with them. And so we're able to get two for the price of one. We're able to save kids and bring down the bad guys at the same time. We picked up some people that are international in this child sex trafficking operation. We're determined we're going to go all across the world if necessary. We're going to shut this issue down, and we're going to make it extinct.
Well, the bigger picture, you know, because I'm looking at the cartels, and a lot of the sex trafficking was as a result of what the cartels are doing. Yeah,
exactly.
They are. And I'm just kind of like, okay, how do they intend on stopping it if they can't just walk right into Mexico and grab these people?
Well, you hit on a very interesting note. Quite frankly, let me explain to you what's going on in Mexico. The cartels are now putting IEDs all across in roads that tourists use in the, across the other side of the border in Mexican territory. They are determined to have retribution. They're determined to draw American blood. Quite frankly, I think it's in the matter of national security that we preempt that. And so Mexico, if they can't clean up their issue with the cartels, which quite frankly I don't give them the ability to do so, then we're going to have to do some covert operations and clean it up for them. And my position is if we have to go all the way to Mexico City, so be it.
Yeah, see, I made mention yesterday about the fact that these cartel members that were shooting at U.S. Border Patrol agents were hiding on Frontera Island or whatever that is over there in
Correct.
The Rio Grande. And I said, hey, let's drop in a little napalm and defoliate the thing, you know. And my wife is like, oh, my God, no, you didn't just say that. I go, sorry, but my days in Vietnam, you know, it just came out, you know. It's one of these things. It's like, look, we got to stop them some way because these guys don't care about human life. It's obvious. And people don't like sex traffickers. And so we're rounding all these kids up in the major cities and we're busting. How many of these people? Now, you said that some of them were international. What about the ones that they arrest that actually are U.S. citizens?
Those are not being deported, obviously. Those are going to face severe penalties. We've got the U.S. attorney's offices involved with this as well. And we're going to throw the book at them. We're going to make sure they have to get buried underneath the jail if they make it that far.
Well, of course, then down in Coral Gables, Florida, dozens of Chinese illegals were arrested. This is another major smuggling bust in Coral Gables, which, of course, they call a posh Miami enclave. And I'm like, oh, really? Give me a break. I've been to Coral Gables. It's not an enclave. But anyway, I mean, so we've got 26 Chinese nationals who, along with two Cuban smugglers of undisclosed immigration status, you know, I didn't even know. And we're talking about 9 females and 17 males. Were any of these, were they all smugglers or were some of them victims, do you know?
Those were all smugglers, but there were plenty of victims that we picked up along the way. You know, it's interesting. We tie into that story. We picked in the 13 Chinese massage parlors, and that's where they've been conducting their human and child sex trafficking through. And so we were able to rescue a lot of kids through that as well. And so it's interesting because I'm glad you mentioned about the Chinese. You know, they've got 13 bio labs that the previous administration allowed them to have in this country. They've got police stations that they man with Chinese police. All that has come to an end. We're shutting it down and shutting it down fast because we're going to make sure we're going to protect the American people.
You know, I didn't even know that Mayorkas Dorcas, I didn't even know he was Cuban-born. I'm reading this and I'm going, whoa. So he has a lot in common with Nicolas Maduro. Yeah, here's the thing. Christy Noem, I saw her in a flak jacket. Boy, did she look good. She's basically saying, I'm canceling Mayorkas' amnesty award to 600,000 migrants. And these are all from Venezuela. And so, right. I mean, literally there's going to be this huge shift deporting all these people as soon as they find them and getting them out because a lot of them have moved illegally into the U.S., and she basically, Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary in the White House, said all illegal immigrants are criminals. Well, I mean, I understand that. It's part of the problem is that there's a lot of them here that got work permits, and a lot of these permits are going to expire. And all of a sudden, I mean, we're really going to have to start paying attention to that in order to repatriate all of these people because I don't see them renewing their visa status unless they've done something productive. That might be an exemption, or is it?
That will be an exemption. You know, quite frankly, we want to make sure we're fair and equitable with everyone. But I want the American people to understand, here's the first problem that you have. When you have the illegals come in, they're not vetted. We have no idea who they are or what their background is. So when we're catching flack from the mainstream media, you're picking up people who don't have a criminal record. That is true. But the reason why we're picking them up is they're caught up in a sting operation, first of all. We didn't target them. But second of all, we have to find out who they are. Before we can make a determination, are they good, bad, indifferent? Does it help the country, hurt the country? You got to know who you're dealing with. The previous administration took no effort to do that. They lied. They said these people were vetted. They were not vetted, David. They haven't even been close to being vetted. And quite frankly, we owe it to the American people to vet them, to know what we're dealing with. Then we can make the determination how to handle it from there. Of course, we've got, you know, plenty that we know have criminal records because of the fact that we're the ones that gave the criminal records. They're the ones that committed crime against Americans in the United States. They're gone. We're going after them. Here's what happens when you're an illegal immigrant. You commit a crime against an American citizen. They won't, if you're in a sanctuary city, they won't turn you over to ICE to deport you. So what happens is they decide, well, I don't want to keep you in my jail, so they put you back on the street. Craziest thing you ever heard of. Kind of like if you want to be an illegal, you can get away with killing and harming American citizens. But American citizens would have to pay the price for it. It's the logic I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Biden administration. I mean, that's pretty much, there is no logic there when you've lost your marbles. I mean, but see, the thing is we both know that somebody else is running the show and letting all this happen. This wasn't something that was, just all of a sudden happenstance. No, they pre-planned all of this, and right. I am so glad that they shut down that app on the phone that allowed people to just come in and register and walk across the border, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, I see you're in the system. So have a nice day. Here's a debit card with $9,000. I mean, I'm watching the Trump administration give all these people until February 6th to submit a resignation, deferred payment, and they get a 8-month severance package, basically, which I find, you know, rather humorous. But I want to continue this conversation when we come back from the break. We're there because I hear the music in the background. Michael Letts joins us here on the show. InvestUSA.org. If you want to donate, we appreciate that because some police officer is going to get an active shooter vest, and I'll let Michael explain that when we come back. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, we are back for the next 12 minutes with Michael Letts. He's the founder, president, and CEO of InvestUSA.org. And what they do, I'll let Michael explain, because they're raising money for a worthy cause, and the worthy cause is protecting and backing the blue. Take it away, Michael. What is it that you're collecting money for? If you want to explain how this all got started and what the need is for these vests and why people need to donate.
Well, thank you, David. It really is an opportunity and a privilege to be able to do that. Here's where we're at. We started 30 years ago with just providing officers with the concealable vest, the one you see underneath their shirts, because 52% of officers didn't have that. We got that down to 19% nationwide, but unfortunately, the cartels or the terrorists or the sex traffickers decided they were going to switch from a sidearm, which is all that vest will stop, to AK-47s, long-range rifles, which will cut right through a concealable vest. So we had to stop creating new technology. That technology is called an active shooter vest. It has titanium plates in it. Stop anything out there, rifle or pistol. The problem is that 90% of officers do not have this new technology. But yet we're asking them today, they've been doing it for the last 7 days, to go out and round up these cartels, these traffickers, these terrorists, these villains and criminals from other countries who are better equipped and have better armament than we do. And so we want to make sure that the least we can do is make sure our officers, brave men and women, have the opportunity to come home safely to their families. So we're out raising money, make sure every one of them has a vest. This is a critical time. If you're able to help, we sure would appreciate it. I know the families would. They have a right to come home and see their children just like you do.
Right, and we've heard so many, like Diaz, you know, Corporal Diaz down in Florida, shot to death at a gas station, trying to negotiate with a guy that, you know, was potentially homeless, from what I understand. And if had he had a an active shooter vest on, we wouldn't have this problem. But he's dead now as a result, and so is the shooter, unfortunately. But the bulletproof vest, the one thing I did ask you off mic that I want to bring up to people, if you know, and this is a sad thing about it, this defund the police crap that went down the last 4 years, and all the libtards are screaming, except, you know, when they need and call 911 and nobody shows up, the next thing they'll be calling 911 and somebody said, who'd you vote for in the last election? Oh, I voted for Harris. Okay, fine. We'll be about an hour getting to your location. See, they can't treat people like that. You know, this is a thing. Police look past the politics of the situation, but you know, back the blue, and this is a thing. I'm a member of multiple sheriff's associations and CSPOA, and the bulletproof vest, I mean, this is a thing. When they defund the police, that means these guys can't go out, these departments can't buy the necessary equipment, even though we hear a lot of the police departments have been militarized, and they're all driving around in these giant Humvees that look like armored personnel carriers, and you're wondering, okay, where's this going? You know, but when the police go out and they do like traffic stops and stuff like that, and they, of course, they find people like the West Palm Beach police did that posted, the guy posted a social media on there threatening Trump. And you know, it's like, dude, seriously, you can't pick stupid here. But I mean, what happens when the guy has a gun and he pulls a gun and starts shooting at the cop and the cop doesn't have the means to defend himself because he's not wearing an active shooter vest? Can you go out and see, look, I know a police officer. I want him to have this. I'm going to donate to your cause, but I want him to get the vest. That can be done, right?
That is correct. You can designate it to any agency or any officer you want it to go to. And quite frankly, they're honored to have it. Because here's the key I want your listeners to understand. While we have got a new administration, and I was just in Vegas with thousands and thousands of officers as you were preparing for getting everything in operation for the, this mass deportation effort. They are so excited. They are so encouraged that the administration will finally now back them in doing their job. But they still want to know if the American people support them. And why is that? Because the mainstream media keeps coming out and lambasting them left and right. They don't know whether that's part of America or whether that's just some leftist liberal whiners, which is what it is. But they need to know that you support them. And so if you're able to, it doesn't take much, $5, $10, whatever you can do. The least you can do is tell them thank you for your service. That should be a given every day because they really need to know that they're back. It's kind of like we did with our veterans in Vietnam. You know, we sent them out to do a job, gave them no appreciation when they came back. It's amazing we've got any soldiers left nowadays.
No doubt. And so they can go to investusa.org and they can donate through that website, right?
That is correct.
Now, as part of the roundup of all these people, you've been down to Mar-a-Lago, you've been with Tom, you've talked to this individual, you know, that is border czar for Trump. And,
correct,
you know, he's excited. He says that, you know, we're not doing this fast enough. I mean, how do you do this any faster?
Well, here's what we've got. Quite frankly, we're bringing in roughly 1,200 a day. We need to get that number up to 5,000. How do we do that? We're going to have to, we're going to get it up to 5,000, trust me. How do we do that? We engage more of our personnel, more of our law enforcement officers. Of course, we've got to make sure they're properly protected. But here's the other thing, and Trump said he was going to do it, and he's fulfilling his word. We're bringing in military support. And quite frankly, that's what we is all about. You know, the military is supposed to protect us from enemies, both foreign and domestic. We are being invaded by domestic enemies right now, and quite frankly, it's time. We are already using the military. They sent down 1,500 troops to begin with. Trump upped that to 10,000. We're securing the border and possibly even more. We're bringing in military transports to move these people. We've got the C-5 Galaxies, the C-130s, and quite frankly, we have a major camp in Las Vegas. And we're moving as fast as we can get them in there. Those planes are not sitting on the runway just long enough to refuel, and off they go again with another load.
And I'm just wondering about these companies like Columbia that all of a sudden had a change of heart because Trump said he was going to sanction them. I'm just like, you know, what other option do you have other than, you know, flying over the palace, the presidential palace, and shoving them all out on the front lawn from the aircraft and saying, here's your, well, it crossed mine because it's like, look, if you don't want to take them, you know, Biden allowed him to empty it out. I cannot believe, I mean, this man seriously needs to stand and be held accountable for doing this to Americans because these people, it's not just in the major cities because when they start flushing them out of the major cities, where do you think they're going to go? They're going to start running out into the burbs and then into the urban areas, then the rural areas, trying to escape the wrath of the United States government. So, I mean, what do we as American citizens need to do to help the cause here, fight the fight? What do we do?
Well, first thing you can do is to make sure that we send a clear message to those that are on the front lines, and that is these brave blue men and women, our law enforcement, that we support them. So either make sure that you're able to help get them active shooter vests. If you see them on the street, just throw up your hand and say, thank you for your service. Thank you for caring. Thank you for protecting me. Second thing we need to do is I want every American to become more engaged. You need to know who your sheriff is, your police chief is. You know, every department offers what we call classes for either you can become a reserve officer or just ride-alongs. Why don't you just go ahead and take out of your schedule a Saturday evening and do a ride-along for a couple hours so that you know what they encourage every day. That way you can help counter the mainstream media when they lambast them for no reason. You'll know what really is going on. That is critical. Also make sure that you support the policies that we're doing because those policies are for your protection. There's no other reason why we're doing it other than to make sure we make America great again. You're a part of it. This is our country. Together, we're going to bring it back.
Well, there's another little aspect to this whole thing, and I've talked about this, and I know you have too, and this has probably been considered by Mr. Holman and others, but when they're out doing roundups, Sam Altman and ChatGPT OpenAI, they've announced as of yesterday that they're launching ChatGPT-Gov, an AI tool which was specifically developed for U.S. government agencies to utilize, and a lot of this stuff has to do with people using AI for facial recognition, which is pretty doggone scary because, I mean, do you think there's a possibility that people who are innocent are going to get caught up in all this?
I do, and I have some big concerns about that. And quite frankly, look, we didn't have facial recognition years ago. We did a darn good job when we were allowed to do our job. Let's do our job again. Let technology be used on somebody else. We don't need to jeopardize the safety of Americans who get maybe misidentified.
Well, and that's a problem I see happening. I guess the best thing I could advise people is, look, if you have a way and you're going to be out and about on the street and you're going to be hanging out in neighborhoods or in areas where you know this is going to happen, perhaps you need to have some sort of valid ID. And here again, all of the people that don't like the police state surveillance going on out there, and it's not, I don't know, you know, I think it's the idea of having cameras on every street corner that scares the hell out of people, especially ones that are law-abiding citizens, and the excuse is, well, it's going to keep the cops honest, and I'm like, you know, if we had people that would respect authority in the first place, and we didn't have leftists out there, you know, yelling defund the police and calling them pigs like they used to do back in the late 60s, during the, what was that, the summer of love? You know, I look at stuff like this and I'm going, man, we need to reorient people to make them understand. Maybe we all just need to carry some sort of identification identifying us as a United States citizen that's legally entitled to be here in order to keep from getting caught up in the melee. Would that be advisable?
Yeah. That is critical, David. That's critical.
Yeah, don't go anywhere without it. Michael Letts, we appreciate you. Folks, go to investusa.org and make a donation if you would. Doesn't matter. I mean, these vests cost about $700 a piece. You can have them designated to the police officer your choice as well. Michael, we will be touching base with you in the future to see how the roundup is going. In the meantime, God bless you for all the work you're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.